Well, welcome into a special edition of the Whole Hog Pod. Seth Campbell joined with Scotty Bordenline, and well, we got some news. The SEC released their schedule today with the two additional teams, and well, it couldn't have gone any worse for the Arkansas Razorbacks, Scotty.
No, you're definitely right about that. You know, Arkansas draws Georgia and Florida. Arkansas get to go to Gainesville, and then Kirby Smart and Georgia, the year after Sam Pittman leaves the program, get to come to Arkansas. So it probably couldn't have gone worse, like if you're an Arkansas fan. But I think it was kind of predictable, right? Like, I think a lot of people were, they may have been like tongue in cheek joking about it, but I mean, I think a lot of people saw it coming.
Yeah, 2020 just keeps on giving and giving and giving, Scotty. Oh man. Well, let's start there with how the SEC decided that they were going to really match up these two teams and match up the entire schedule. This is from the SEC Network and the Paul Feinbaum Show about how they were putting together the schedule.
There's a way you need to look at this, all right? You're going to see the teams added to your team schedule. Look at this as a 10-game totality, 30,000 feet view, whatever it may be. Not so much focus on the two new teams on the schedule. In other words, you got a difficult strength of schedule coming in. You might get a little bit of a break in the two new teams. All right, let's go from Alabama to Arkansas. Remember, their strength of schedule coming in, not overly difficult.
So, Scotty, they're talking about you have to look at the overall strength of schedule, but how so often it goes in the SEC, and especially in the SEC West, is that the team that's at the bottom of the conference, or picked to be at the bottom of the conference, which is Arkansas this year, that team normally has the toughest strength of schedule. So to justify that by saying, you know, looking at their total schedule and saying that, you know, it wasn't hard, is just not necessarily true, because they were the worst team in the West. And then you'd go and add the two top competitors in the East. I'm not necessarily thinking that reasoning works out.
No, I'm with you there. I mean, Florida and Georgia, those are going to be two teams that are battling for playoff spots. Like, if the playoff ends up happening this year, those two teams are going to be right in the thick of it, I would think. Just look at Arkansas's schedule, man. Like, Arkansas's got Alabama, LSU, and now Georgia at home, and then it has to travel to probably going to play at Kyle Field, Auburn, Mississippi State, and now Florida. Like, this schedule is just it's unbelievable. And I know Sam Pittman says that he can't wait to get on the field with the team and prepare to take on the toughest schedule in the country. But man, it's legit like the toughest schedule in the country, wouldn't you think? Like, who else is playing a schedule like this? Like, Arkansas, I think Arkansas's schedule is the only one among announced Power Five schedules that has six preseason ranked teams on it.
Every single team that's ranked in the SEC is on Arkansas' schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's I hate to say it's a nightmare, but it is. Like, it's a nightmare.
There's no other words to describe it but nightmare, Scotty. When you look at just what is going on at the University of Arkansas right now, you take away the Notre Dame game, which you could probably chalk up to a loss, but three other games where you wanted to see an Arkansas Razorback program be competitive. I mean, just for the sake of the fans, for the sake of the players that are on the team and their mental well-being, you basically wanted to see them be able to compete. And instead of having those, you know, three games that you thought Arkansas would have a chance in, or, you know, most people thought that they would win, you take those games away and you add the Florida and you add Georgia. That's a tough task for any coach. That's a tough task for Nick Saban at Alabama right now. But instead, you have a first-year head coach in the middle of a pandemic, and he gets those two teams added. I don't think there are many other words that you can say, Scotty, but nightmare.
Yeah, that's what I would go with. And so, like, I don't know that we can comfortably predict how many games Arkansas might win this fall, just because we don't know how the games are going to fall in terms of like the dates. But I mean, you can look at it like, okay, I'll go home with home games first. Alabama, probably a loss.
Yeah.
LSU, loss. Ole Miss is probably a toss up. Tennessee, you're probably leaning loss, right?
Yep.
Georgia, probably going to guess loss. And so, like, best case scenario, I think you're 1-4 in your home games. And then you haven't even gone on the road yet. And then you get Auburn, probably a loss. Mississippi State, maybe. Maybe you can toss it into that class with Ole Miss. And Texas A&M, top 15 team, right? Missouri.
Yeah.
This may be a toss-up. And then Florida, you know, might not happen there either. So, I mean, I think I kind of sound like Debbie Downer, but I'm thinking best case scenario, you're going 2-8.
You don't want to be, right, Scotty? You want to look at the season with your rose-colored glasses. By golly, it's the month of August. Everybody is supposed to have their rose-colored glasses on, you know, because in a normal season, the football season would just be getting around the corner, practice would be getting started, and these guys are scrimmaging each other, and, you know, you haven't seen them against anybody else. I mean, even last year, you kind of had some sense of optimism at this point in the season, but 2020 is just that year that just keeps on giving and giving to us, Scotty, and just keeps slapping, you know, Arkansas fans in the face. It's hard to not be anything but a Debbie Downer. When you really sit down and you look at it, like you were saying, there are some potential storylines that we can get into it. The obvious one is Sam Pittman's former employer, the place that he just came from and really cemented himself as an offensive line guru, was at the University of Georgia. And so he left Georgia to come be the head coach of the University of Arkansas. So that's obviously a storyline. They get to come in to Donald W. Reynolds. And then also you have the storyline of Franks leaving and going to play at leaving Florida and then going back to the Swamp this season.
Yeah, it's going to be super interesting. Obviously, like for Felipe Franks, it's not going to be just like going back to the Swamp, just because, you know, the place is not going to be, you know, packed out like it normally would be on a Saturday. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's crazy that Florida and Georgia, of all the teams that Arkansas could have drawn, like, those are probably the two biggest storylines out of the teams that Arkansas could have drawn. But you probably wish that those storylines, like, could wait, maybe.
Yes.
You know, Felipe Franks going back to Florida is going to be interesting. He's a guy, he's had a lot of success there. Has led that program to a New Year's Six bowl win, if I'm not mistaken. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, possibly like a national championship, like two national championship contenders come to your stadium too, with like Alabama and Georgia, and then you could throw in LSU too. It's pretty crazy.
You get all three of those games at home this year. In a normal year, if those games are at home, fans would get to see the two of the, you know, probably likely an SEC championship game, the two teams that compete in the SEC championship game, played against the Arkansas Razorbacks. But alas, as we've mentioned multiple times, this is not a regular season. And, you know, we got head coach Sam Pittman on the phone earlier, all the media did earlier this week. And Tom Murphy from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and WholeHogSports.com asked Pittman what it would be like if he got matched up with Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs.
You know, I have fond memories of Georgia. They were good to me, the entire state, and of course Kirby Smart. And if we played them a year earlier than what I thought, then we'd look forward to playing them.
Pittman has a lot of respect for Kirby and what he's done there, but, you know, he's really excited to be a head coach of the University of Arkansas. It's just, it's a tough, tough draw.
Yeah. There's no way around it. I mean, I'm looking at a thread of the new opponent. So Alabama got Missouri and Kentucky, which, I mean, you kind of had an idea that Alabama was probably going to get off pretty easy, right? And then Arkansas next draws Florida, at Florida and Georgia. Auburn has to go to South Carolina. If they get Tennessee at home, I think you're okay playing Tennessee at home. And then, like, poor Missouri. Like, Missouri got to go to LSU, and then they get Alabama at home. Like, that's not a tough draw, or not an easy draw. So, I mean, I just don't think you can – there's no other way around it, that Arkansas just got the toughest draw of anybody in the league.
Yeah, Hunter Yurchek just released a statement that I'll read here for you, Scotty. It says, we already own the nation's strongest 2020 football schedule, and with these additions to our SEC-only schedule, we now own the most challenging schedule in the history of college football. Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
As Razorbacks, we have never backed down from a challenge. This year will be no different. Our focus remains on the growth of our program and supporting Coach Sam Pittman and our football student-athletes as they embrace this extraordinary opportunity. My favorite quote is, and the reason why I saw this is because Whole Hog Sports and Arkansas Democrat Gazette writer Bob Holt, he replied with, well, I think what everybody is thinking, Hunter, you're a glass half full kind of guy.
Yeah, no kidding. That was PR spin for what I said earlier, that the schedule is no other way around it. It's a nightmare. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good PR spin from Hunter there.
Without a doubt. I mean, whew. Yeah, we've talked multiple times and we've said multiple ways, but you know, I think the nightmare scenario for the University of Arkansas has come true. All right, Scotty, I give it to you fresh here. The first time that I've thought about this and the first time that Arkansas knows their full 10-game schedule, is it appropriate to put the over-under for wins this season at half a game?
I would probably put it at 1.5. I think there's two toss-up games. I think there's two toss-up games, and one of them's at home. So maybe, I don't know why I'm really saying this, but maybe you give Arkansas the benefit of the doubt in one game, maybe in one of their toss-up games, given that they're at home. But, I think you put it at 1.5 just because I think your second most winnable game's on the road. I'd probably put it at 1.5.
So if you put it at 1.5, do you go over or under?
I said best case scenario is probably 2-8. And when has anything at Arkansas gone best case scenario? I'll probably go 1-9.
If 1.5, I would go under. And at 0.5, I would go over. If I was a betting man, that's what I would say. Either way, it's going to be a long season. The good news is that if things are going according to plan, Sam Pittman will get his first year under his belt, and he can look back on this year in his first year of coaching with the first time that in, I don't even know if this has ever happened before or not, Scotty, that the SEC has gone to an all SEC schedule. He can look back at this time and say, well, it can't get worse than that.
Yeah. I was literally just about to say that. Like, it literally can't, like, doesn't matter who Arkansas, like, they could add Clemson to next year's, like, to the 2021 schedule. And I mean, it wouldn't get any harder than this. It's tough. It feels like this season's schedule is tougher with 10, obviously, like, it tougher with 10 games than it would be with 12. I mean, it's unbelievable. I can't imagine what's running through Sam Pittman's head right now. I know he's trying to keep it positive, and you know, he says they're looking forward to this challenge, but I just keep going back to nightmare, man. Like, it's and Hunter Yearcheck's right. Like, it's gotta be up there with one of the toughest schedules that we've seen.
Without a doubt. All right, Scotty, those are just some knee-jerk reactions to the news that was just announced by the SEC that Arkansas's two new games this year will be at home against Georgia and at Florida. So to recap, Scotty and I aren't really sure how the committee decided these games, but by what the SEC network said, we really don't think that was necessarily true. And also Sam Pittman, hey, there is nowhere to go but up from here. All right, Scotty, you got anything else to add?
No, not really. Just good luck to the coach and staff trying to navigate the schedule. And, you know, hopefully, maybe we'll revisit the projected wins and losses, you know, once we see how the dates stack up, dates and teams stack up. Hopefully that'll come next week. That'll be kind of interesting to see as well.
Without a doubt. Well, for Scotty Bordelon and our entire WholeHogSports.com crew, I am Seth Campbell saying thank you so much for joining us. And make sure if you And if you enjoyed this podcast, to like it, subscribe it, share it with your friends. Scotty and I do a podcast every week on the Whole Hog Pod. So wherever you're listening to us right now, make sure to subscribe and get great Razorback podcast in your inbox every single week. All right. As I said, for Scotty Bordelon, I'm Seth Campbell saying so long.